Blog Talk Radio. so I'm ready, y'all. It's Monday, right? Y'all been working like crazy today. I know how it is. Let's get this thing going. I'm ready. Come on, y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning into the show as well. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your needs and concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and give your opinion on today's subject. All right? Now, here in Atlanta, in Georgia, I may add, but there's, you know, what's happening now was a weird, I guess maybe summer showers or whatever, okay? But this morning, like maybe around 10 or 10:30 this morning, I went out to the store, and it was bright sunshine, you know, this morning. And then opened the garage to go out, and it's pouring rain. Okay, it's pouring rain. I mean, not pouring, but it's raining. All right? It's not sprinkling. It's not drizzling. It's raining. And the sun's shining bright. I mean, I know that's happened thousands of times, but now we're having a quick shower, and I guess it's good because it cooled things off. But, man, my flowers are just budding and peaking right now. They are enjoying the sunshine and the rain, okay? So I guess the thing to do is to get just flow with it. I mean, you can't do anything else, but it's pretty cool. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And you guys can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at TheFrankWShow. Twitter at TheFrankWShow. The reason I mentioned Twitter because an old friend of mine from high school that I played basketball with, his older brother, follows me on Twitter. And he sent me a tweet. And I was surprised by it. But he just wanted to say hello and that he was following me on Twitter. That was pretty cool. But you never know who's listening to the show, who's following the show, or whatever. You can also follow us on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. Go to Facebook and search for The Frank Williams Show. Our show page should come up there. Go ahead and follow the show there. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio, if you are on my show page right now online, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that and be able to follow the show on a daily basis, okay? So that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, Before we get started, the word of the day is, the word of the day is guidance, okay? And guidance is a noun, and it means advice or information aimed at resolving a problem or difficulty, especially as given by someone in authority. The directing of motion or position of something, especially a missile. Okay? So, guidance is the advice or information aimed at resolving a problem or a difficult situation. All right? Now, a sentence for that guidance is, she looked to her father for guidance. Okay, or work continued under the guidance of a project supervisor. So, again, guidance means advice, counsel, direction, instruction, enlightenment, information, recommendations, suggestions, tips, hints, pointers, guidelines. All that stuff creates guidance, okay? So the word of the day is guidance. Some of you guys may need guidance after today's show. Today's episode is entitled Losing Your Woman to Another Woman or a Man. What's worse? Okay? What's worse? And then we, you know, you think the thought of losing your woman is enough, but to lose her to another woman or a man is really bad. Okay? And I mean bad as far as your mental capacity, you know, you're thinking all the time and how much it hurts, okay? But when you think about losing your woman, I'm not saying, you know, she died and going on to the other side. I'm saying losing her by some, you know, her being involved with someone else, okay? And I talked about this with someone and asked that question, you know, would it be what's worse, to lose your woman to another woman or a man? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call and give your opinion on this. I'm going to tell you my opinion, right? And I'm always 100% on this show. I tell you how I feel, okay? I think that, you know, both ways, you know, it's bad on both sides of the coin. But if I had to tip the scale one way or the other, I would say that, you know, the worst part to me would be losing my woman to another man. I guess because I'm a man, so losing my woman to another man would mean that he's got an attraction from her that I don't have, or he's got an attraction from her that I lost. Okay? So, and you know, when you lose your woman to another man, that means that either she's out there looking, or she was out there looking, or that she wasn't necessarily out there looking, but because he has something or an attraction that you've lost or you don't have, then she, you know, went after him. Right? She went after him. And to lose your woman to another man, I believe is worse. All right? Now, when you lose it, and I haven't had that experience. Okay? I haven't had that experience. But this is just my opinion. All right? But to lose her to another woman, I haven't had this experience either. But just giving you my opinion, I feel like when you when a man loses a woman to another woman, something is drastically wrong there. Okay, something's drastically wrong because you know, women on women, this gay or lesbian type relationship. I don't really understand it. Okay, I don't really understand this gay and lesbian relationship. Gay, I mean, you know, men on men, and lesbian, I mean, women on women. So I don't really understand the gay and lesbian relationship. But to lose your woman to another woman, that means that she was out there with another woman. You know, when things like that happen, when things like that happen, it's almost like you know, you don't want them to go, but you want them to go. Because now, if she doesn't go, then you always have that thought in your head that, hey, she's out there with another woman. Or she's doing some promiscuous stuff with another woman. And, hey, what is she gonna contract? Okay, contract, what I mean by contract is what kind of disease or something is she going to pick up, okay? Because now these, a lesbian woman, she's been with other women, all right? And you don't know what those other women behind her have had or have. So you don't know what she's got, okay? And it's the same thing on the side of a man. Lose your woman to a man. Now, when you find out that she's been, you know, dealing with another man, now she's got to go. All right? She's got to go because now you don't know what she's contracted from him. And you don't know who's behind him, who's he's been, whom he's been dealing with. Okay? And he may have been dealing with men, or he may have been dealing with a bunch of different women. Okay? And for me, when I say losing your woman, that means that she's pretty much cut ties with you. All right? When she's out there looking for another relationship, another man, then... what she's saying is she's cutting ties with you. No matter what the situation is at home, she's cutting ties with you. So the deal is you have to cut ties with her in order for you to move on, in order for you to grab mentally, grab a hold of the situation. You have to move on. Like I said, she has to go, all right? And you know, that being said, I think that it's worse to lose a woman to another man, all right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, getting off the subject for just a moment, You remember I told you the story about the guy in Cobb County here in Georgia, in Cobb County, Georgia, that left his 22-month-old, I believe it was, 22-month-old son in the car at work. He got to work. He took the baby and was supposed to drop the baby off at daycare and went into work. And the baby was still in the back seat, I guess sleeping, okay? Because I couldn't imagine someone, all I can do is speak for myself. I couldn't imagine myself getting out of the car and the baby's crying and walking away, okay? So the baby must have been asleep when the guy got out of the car and went into work. Now, we also found out that he went into work and came out from work at lunchtime and went to his car and still the baby was in the car. Okay? And so, and then supposedly on the way home from work, halfway home from work, he realized that the baby was still in the car. Now, the baby's dead at this point. And you know, being 80, high 80s, 90 degrees at, in Georgia right now, and being in a closed car, you can't survive, right? And now we found out that the police searched his laptop and found that he had been, it looked through his history and found out that he had been searching for, how does a dog, how long does it take for a dog to die in a hot car? Now, there's another twist to it that I heard today, that the wife of his wife and the mother of the child, she also, they also found that she did the same thing. They got her computer and they found out that she had also searched for that same information. So, you know, that says to me as an investigator, maybe that they were looking for this stuff, you know, and she said that she was looking at that because she was afraid that it would happen. Okay, what, I mean, what kind of stuff is that? She was afraid that it would happen. Okay, I mean, you're afraid that a lot of things will happen, right? I mean, you know, I'm afraid when I drive to work every day that something will happen, right? I'm afraid that when I go, when you know, when you go to the beach and go in the ocean, that something will happen, okay? That's something that goes through your mind, all right? I understand that, but I'm not on the computer searching for it to see, you know, what could happen. So for them to search for that at this time is just, you know, beyond comprehension. I can't understand why someone would want to, what do you call it, purposely kill their child. Why would someone want to purposely kill their child? I mean, instead of killing the child, why not give it up? Why not give it up for adoption? Why not give it up for a foster care? Something like that instead of killing the child. Now you're going to jail for the rest of your life. I think both of them are going to go to jail. And so, you know, you not only kill your child, but you also killed yourself because this is a lifetime punishment, right? Lifetime punishment. And so that's what I wanted to do. And also, guys, looking at this, I'm going to go back to my 10:30 show, 10:30 a.m. show. I'm going to go back to my 10:30 a.m. show starting tomorrow. Starting on Tuesday, I'm going back to my 10:30 show. I'm going to get away from the 6:30 show. I'm going to go to my back to my 10:30 show for the next 8 weeks, I guess. I'm going to go to a 10:30 a.m. show. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode, we were talking about losing your woman to another woman or a man. What's worse? In my opinion, it's worse to lose your woman to another man. Now, losing your woman to another woman, that says to me that maybe she's been dealing with another woman for a while, or she's just curious about what another woman can do for her, right? And I understand, you know, that you know, my barber is a lesbian, right? And she lets you know that she's a lesbian, okay? She lives with a woman, and the other woman has a kid, has a young daughter, like 18, 20 months. And they live together, and they take care of this daughter. Now, she has a son that's like 18 years old, all right? So she's not always been a lesbian. I don't know what turned her around. I never have asked that question. Maybe I should, but I don't know what turned her around or what have you. But she doesn't keep it under wraps, right? She doesn't keep it under wraps. And because of that, I think that her letting other women know that she is a lesbian, I think other women who see that get curious about that. And, I mean, she isn't a bad-looking woman or anything like that. You know, I'm not going to say that about her. She's not. But at the same time, you know, I don't know what the attraction is woman to woman. I mean, maybe someone in the audience knows what the attraction is woman to woman, or, you know, why women want other women. You know, I can give you my opinion about that, but that's another show, right? But I think that when women deal with other women, they really do have esteem issues. They have esteem issues. I don't know if they having trouble with a man, trouble getting a man, or they don't like being with a man intimately. Okay, I don't know. Okay, we'd have to ask a lesbian woman. All right? Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. That's all I have for you today. But join me tomorrow. Again, remember, I'm going to have a 10:30 a.m. show starting tomorrow. 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Join me right here, Frank Williams Show. Good night.
Yeah.